This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. Oh, my, I have a flashback back to what I called my don't fold, spindle, or mutilate corn shirt. I'll talk about it coming up after this. One of the great joys of this job, you hear me talking about it often, is being out on farms. And in the past 8 or 9 years, I've been on more farms and ranches in this country than at any time in my more than 40-year career as a farm broadcaster. And I hear very similar stories about the economic pressures forcing you to look for efficiencies wherever and whenever you can find them. And the folks at Mystic Lubricant want you to know they are there ready to lend a hand, helping you try to avoid costly breakdowns with products like Mystic JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils, Mystic JT6 Greases, Mystic JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid. It's the legendary family of lubes specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use and maybe take some of the pressure off your shoulders. Find out more about Mystic where you find a distributor or a retailer. Go to their website, mysticlubes.com. Oh, I remember it so well. I'd been at a farm meeting. I'm thinking this had to be somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 15 years ago, maybe more than that. I came back from the meeting and I said, Looky here, Mrs. A. I am going to be in fashion, cutting-edge fashion. A phrase that has never been associated with the name Max Armstrong. I get most of my clothes at the farm store, and I'm just fine with that. But I was in possession of a corn shirt. A shirt made from corn. Polylactic acid, PLA. Oh, this provided the promise for the agriculture industry, and I love corn growers, and I've long been a member of the Corn Growers Association. I support the new technology coming along that can help us find new markets for what we produce. And here was something that would use corn to make our clothes. Don't know what happened to it, but I do remember there wasn't much I could do with that shirt other than very carefully wear it. I don't think you could iron it. I don't remember being able to launder it. That's a problem. So I'm a little bit of a doubting Thomas with this news that has come that a company promises to transform food waste fibers into wearable fabric. The fashion industry, they say, is the second most polluting industry on Earth after oil and gas. It requires, they say, they being treehugger.com, it requires, they say, enormous quantities of resources, including water, land, and fossil fuels, to make fabric. The production process, they say, is often harmful to the environment. Well, that's about where they lost me, at treehugger.com, because I know better. I'll be back after this.